You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, the Australian share market has its worst one day in 6 weeks on rate cut doubts and iron ore tumbles. We'll have the details in a moment. Daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 11th of June 2024. The Australian share market had a bit of a bad way to start the shortened working week, with the S&P ASX 200 down 1.33% to 7,755. That's its worst one-day fall in about 6 weeks. For the details, I spoke with the head of Australian equities at UBS Global Wealth Management, Mike Jenniker. Mike, so the market's having a bit of a shocker today. I'm guessing part of it is because it's playing catch-up, given it was a public holiday yesterday. But there's also those shifting global interest rate cut expectations. What can you tell me?
Yes, well, the decline today did unwind a positive start to the month. The main reason for the decline was a shift in interest rate expectations. We had unexpectedly strong US employment and wage data on Friday, and that was somewhat out of sync with the recent run of slowing economic data in the US. So the US Federal Reserve meets this week, and unlike the first easings that we saw from Canada and the European Central Bank, there is no prospect of a reduction at this meeting. And there is a risk that the Federal Reserve actually starts to wind back some of the monetary easing expectations in its forecast that it made earlier in the year.
What's your take on what Australia's Reserve Bank will do? We heard today from the economists at ANZ, the first of the big four banks to push back their expectations for the first rate cut from November to February next year. What's the market expecting the RBA to do and why?
The market is expecting the Reserve Bank to lag the global easing cycle. Although growth has slowed in Australia, inflation is higher than in other countries and unemployment is still relatively low. The policy rate in Australia is also lower than many other countries, as the Reserve Bank has been pretty keen to avoid the risk of over-tightening. So where we are right now is that the markets are fully pricing a rate cut by the middle of next year. UBS, we are forecasting the first rate cut to be in February, and that's been the case for a little while because we are expecting inflation to decline into 2024. So no rate cuts this year, beginning next year.
So how do you view the whole move lower in interest rates around the world? Will it be in sync, or will there be different lags depending on where you are in the world?
The timing of rate reductions will differ depending on those different starting points and the inflation dynamics that are playing out in different countries. So we have seen Canada and Europe already begin the rate reductions. We're expecting the US to the first rate cut. Our expectation is in September, although that could get pushed out to November. And then Australia will be one of the last ones to cut. So the direction of travel will be the same, and that is that we will be easing in sync by 2025, but there will be just be the difference of timing as to when rate cuts start. Australia at the back end, Canada and Europe have already started.
Okay. What does this mean for markets globally or generally then, especially at a time particularly here at the ASX? It was near at a record, and we've got reporting season coming up soon too.
Yes, well, equity markets have performed well, but they are trading on the expensive side of history, and the ASX is no exception to that. Where you know valuations are full and profit growth is actually somewhat negative at the moment, so we wouldn't be surprised to see a period of consolidation or potential correction for equities, including the ASX. But nevertheless, the UBS base case is for a global soft landing and for central bank easing to commence over the next few months. So that will be supportive on the macro front and for a bottoming out of the profit cycle. So Australian growth should also strengthen as we get the impact of fiscal easing from both cost of living relief and the tax cuts. And of course, with Reserve Bank easing next year, that'll reinforce that cycle. So we're expecting the Australian cycle to profit cycle to bottom out this year and the overall picture to be constructive for markets.
So looking at the markets today, how exactly did they respond to all of the data that we've seen lately and this mood of rate cuts potentially being delayed? So who drove the losses?
Well, the losses were quite broad-based. The mining sector was particularly weak. We did see some weakening in commodity prices, and that continued into this trading session. The commercial property sector also was impacted by the delay in rate cuts, as it is quite interest rate sensitive. We did see a bit of strength, though, in consumer discretionary, for example, and I guess the resilience in employment and household income just pointed to a bit less risk in retail spending than the expectations, which are pretty downbeat at the moment.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors right now?
Well, we're reasonably constructive overall for financial markets. The main opportunity that we think is attractive for investors is in fixed income, where there's the ability to lock in attractive yields, and the risks are relatively low. On equities, we are constructive, given that soft landing view and that rate cuts will commence. In Australia, certainly by 2025. And cash is our least preferred asset. The rate reductions will flow into lower returns from cash. And so therefore we prefer fixed income and equities on that basis.
It's Mike Jenica there from UBS Global Wealth Management.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.